It's almost the holidays, and you're stuck for a gift. If you're like most American holiday shoppers, a gift card is the answer. While some consider them impersonal, even tacky, more and more shoppers like the convenience. Surveys show more than 60% of American shoppers plan to buy what's known in the industry as value cards instead of presents, and they're expected to spend nearly $25 billion on those cards. But gift card givers, beware. Amanda Walker is a senior editor at Consumer Reports. She's been researching this industry for years. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the warning?
Well, the warning is that while gift cards seem really convenient, you know, you can give them to somebody, they can use them maybe at several different stores or restaurants, the problem is that they often come with lots of fees, and that obviously takes down the value of your gift.
What's the worst gift card fee story that you've discovered while you were doing the research?
We found that bank cards tend to be the worst. In other words, the cards that are labeled American Express or Visa or MasterCard or Discover versus the retail gift cards that are only good at a particular retailer like the Gap or Banana Republic. And we found that they charge more fees than the retailer cards. But also they, in fact, will let you know. You can call an 800 number and they will let you know what the value is left on the card. But what you may not know is that they'll actually charge you for that service. So the number they're giving you is now all of a sudden several dollars left than what it would have been if you hadn't made the call.
So essentially, you're paying a fee for the ability to use it in more than one spot.
That's right. They have fees for non-use. They'll have fees sometimes just to purchase the card and expiration dates, while retailer cards, on the other hand, have actually become more liberal and have eliminated a lot of those fees over the last few years.
Why do you think that these gift cards are becoming so popular?
Well, it is easy. It's, you know, you don't have to worry about getting the wrong model, the wrong color of something someone wants. And maybe there's the convenience of there are mall gift cards, too, where you can use them in any store in the mall. The problem is that people maybe don't research enough ahead of time to find out what the fees will be and whether or not the person will actually use that card. In fact, a lot of gift cards go unused every year.
I've noticed that the packaging is getting nicer and nicer, so it's clear that companies like them a lot.
Well, yeah, especially if they go unused because they've logged in the sales and then no one ever, you know, turns them in, or because of non-use, they've been able to chip away at the value, or they've expired. So last year, in fact, while people spent a little over $18 billion on cards, almost $1 billion went unused.
Wow. So what's your advice for the last-minute shopper?
Well, you know, give cash. Give a check. I mean, it's they already are going to know how much you've spent, although they might not know the purchasing fee on a gift card. So if you don't find it, gift cards a tacky gift, then go ahead and give cash. That's the ultimate flexibility. They can spend it anywhere they want on anything they want.
It used to be thought that cash was tacky, and so shoppers switched over to gift cards. Do we have to convince people that cash actually is better?
Well, I don't mind getting cash, do you? I mean, I think it's a great thing.
How many gift cards are you giving this year?
I haven't bought any gift cards this year. Actually, I do have a niece and a nephew who often request them, so I have bought them in the past. But I don't know, after seeing all these fees and everything that's going on in the industry, I'm very anti-gift cards.
Well, thank you very much, Amanda Walker, a senior editor at Consumer Reports.
My pleasure.